Patient's last name is W-E-N-G-E-N-R-O-T-H. First name is John. Date of visit is May 27, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in 1989. A patient was in airborne school. First up, a patient was jumping out of the airplane. First up, and the second jump, he tripped his toe as he was landing. First up, he tripped his toe and landed on his head. First up, a patient had a complete loss of consciousness for half a day. First up, as a matter of fact, he was out of consciousness and he was admitted to the hospital. First up, when he woke up after half a day, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient tells me that he was confused for the next several days. First up, he had also severe head pain. First up. In 1989, he also had a motor vehicle accident in which he was riding as a passenger in a 2.5-ton truck, which rolled over. First up, as he was rolling over, hit the head against the metal parts inside of the truck. First up, he hit metal parts. First up, he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, he had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for the rest of the day. First up, next paragraph, since these events, a patient has a weekly headache. First up, he has nausea. First up, he has memory issues. First up, he's got short-term and long-term memory deficits. First up, he's got concentration difficulties. First up, he feels fatigued, sleepy, depressed mood, and also mood swings. First up, he's got sleep problems. First up, the patient has hearing problems. First up, he also has migraines. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently not working. First up, he's not able to work. First up, patient tells me that he had a stroke last year. First up, since the stroke, he's not able to work. First up, he used to be a CVS pharmacy supervisor. First up, he has significant difficulty to perform his job. First up, his chronic headaches are kind of affecting his concentration and focus. First up, his memory is poor at work. First up, he's not able to remember his task duties. First up, he's not able to perform well at his job. As a CVS pharmacy supervisor. First up, next level. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had a head injury as he was doing parachuting airborne school. First up, the second jump, a patient tipped over his toe as he was landing, and landed on his head. First up, a patient had complete loss of consciousness for half a day. First up, he was hospitalized in the hospital. We woke up in the hospital half a day later. First up, patient tells me that when he woke up, a patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient was confused for the next several days. First up, in 1989, he also had a motor vehicle accident in which he was a passenger in a truck. In a military truck. First up, patient tells me that he rolled over, and hit the head inside the truck. First up, patient did not lose consciousness, however, patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, and next forever. Since these events, patient has chronic headaches. He has headaches almost on a weekly basis. First up, patient has nausea. First up, patient has memory deficits, short-term and long-term memory deficits. First up, patient has concentration difficulties. First up, patient has sleeping problems. First up, a patient has insomnia symptoms. First up, it is my opinion that a patient had the head injuries in 1989, followed by loss of consciousness. Waking up with the confusion, disorientation, and headaches. First up, since the event, the chronic headaches, nausea, memory deficits, long-term and short-term memory loss, concentration difficulties, these are all very common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a gene of fixation.